Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Star Wars fans. It's the Outlaw, John Rocha. How you doing? I'm so excited to be doing this trailer reaction this morning. Yes, I got out of bed. I jumped out of bed. Jumped in that shower and I jumped in the Outlaw Nation studios because there's a second trailer for Andor that debuted this morning on Good Morning America on ABC. And that's synergy, folks. Disney owns Star Wars. Disney owns ABC, all working together to promote this series. And Diego Luna introduced the trailer and talked more about his experiences of making this series and what he's got to say, what he expects people to take from the series and what the series is all about. So if you want to read more of that, sure, there's coverage on all the websites, but he basically just talked about how this is a different story from Rogue One, because Rogue One was obviously getting to the destination. This is more about the process of how this all came about. So we're going to see more of that. And I wonder what we're going to get in this trailer. Remember that first trailer we got a few weeks ago? Grittier trailer, darker trailer. That's my kind of Star Wars. Very excited. Plus telling a migrant story. And as the son of immigrants, which you know I am, this excites me even more to see this. And of course, Diego Luna being a part of it as a Latino leading the way is even more excited. But we've got Genevieve O'Reilly coming back, Mon Mothma. What more are we going to get from her? Because she was absolutely fantastic in that first trailer, teasing the political machinations that she's got to deal with the Empire. What are we going to get for the Empire? We know they're teasing the first trailer as a bunch of fat cats who are soft. But what are we going to see for real here from another point of view? Are we going to get some more? And are we going to get some cameos here of characters who are coming back that we haven't seen in a while? Or are we going to get some more time with the new characters, like the character that Fiona Shaw is playing, we saw teased at the end of the first trailer? All kinds of curiosity on my end to see what we're going to get. And before I get into this trailer, I just want to remind you all to please subscribe to the channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell button so you see we're dropping all the content we do here in the Outlaw Nation channel. Head on over to Twitch to follow and subscribe to me there, the Outlaw Nation, all one word. And if you want to support everything we got going on here on the Outlaw Nation channel, then head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/John Rocha. All right, so let's get into the second trailer here for Andor. Oh, wow. Oh, little Braveheart Highlander vibe to that. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
To steal from the Empire? Oh. To just walk in like you belong?
Oh,
so proud
said it.
Of themselves. So fat and satisfied. They can't imagine.
Oh, look at those hands.
That someone like me so would ever get inside their house.
Cassian Andor.
The Empire is choking us so slowly. We're starting not to notice. Oof. What I'm asking is this. Wouldn't you rather give it all to something real? I need all the heroes I can get.
Oh. For the greater good.
Call it what you will.
Let's call it
Saw!
War.
Yeah!
There's fermenting out there, son. Pockets of fermenting.
Oh.
You're wow. In my net. Are you a fish? Or are you a thief?
You're slipping.
I'm not slipping. I've just been hiding for too long.
Is he playing both sides? Oh my God.
This man's wow.
everyone thinks I'm an irritation, there's a good chance they'll miss what I'm really doing.
What are you really doing?
This is what revolution looks like.
I'm tired of losing.
Oh! Oh my God! Wow. Just absolutely wow. You know, I know it's not supposed to be the same thing as Rogue One, but I absolutely feel the vibe I felt when I saw the Rogue One trailers, which is this is a different kind of Star Wars. This is the Star Wars that a lot of us have been dying to see, a grittier Star Wars, a Star Wars that deals with the idea of the Empire actually taking things from people, seeing the effects of it, seeing how they impoverish certain people, certain planets, certain species by their behavior. And we're seeing the ramifications of it with in a much more real and gritty and ground-based approach. Yes, certainly there are shots here within this trailer of battles in the sky or what have you out there with the spaceships and everything like that. But it's much more about what the process that Cassian is going through, which is, of course, you see him. I imagine that's him as a young kid in his teens, young teens or young adult, kind of stumbling or finding his way or sneaking his way onto an Empire ship. And see, I mean, the fact that his shoes are wrapped in rope instead of even shoelaces shows you that approach. I mean, how many kids do we see in impoverished nations nowadays who make do with whatever cloth or fabric they can find to clothe themselves and to put shoes on their feet or simulated shoes on their feet? So you're getting that vibe that this is a kid who is struggling through poverty, maybe brought on by the Empire, and we see this develop in him, this rebellion, this desire to fight back, and certainly Stellan Skarsgård kind of guiding him to that path as well. Seeing Mon Mothma a little bit more of the political machinations, you know, I'm an irritant. But Saw Gerrera! Saw Gerrera! I am a fan of Saw Gerrera. I am a fan of what Forrest Whitaker did with Saw Gerrera. I know some people make fun of his voice or make fun of how he portrayed Saw Gerrera, but I liked it. So I'm happy to see him being part of this. And again, those connections to Clone Wars, this idea of the rebellion, this idea of the figures in the rebellion, how much is this going to influence Cassian Andor and on the path that he's going? And certainly we're seeing a lot of battles. We're seeing a lot of people from the Empire. We're seeing some significant characters from the Empire here coming through and speaking more strongly in the trailer, sensing the rebellion, the fomenting of a rebellion, as it's said in the trailer here. So there are elements on the Empire side who aren't so soft, who understand what's happening here. So there's going to be political ideologies smashing into each other. There's certainly going to be physical fights. There's certainly going to be fights, as you see in the air with the ships, as I mentioned earlier, fights on the ground, battles. Plus, the visuals here are absolutely stunning. This is some of the greatest visuals I've ever seen in Star Wars, just from the trailer. So that gets me even more excited to see what we're going to get. Kenobi was fun. Kenobi was what it was. This is the one that they really are going to kind of show you the grittier, dirtier, angrier, rougher side of Star Wars. That's not so much of the good versus evil. It's much more of how gray the good versus evil can actually be, and the decisions or the things you have to do and the uncomfortable actions you have to take in order to fight an occupying power, an evil occupying power like the Empire. So, my God, I'm just absolutely floored at what we got here in this trailer, and I cannot wait for this thing to come out on September 21st. Oh, well, what did you all think? I mean, I know it's early morning, but did this wake your ass up? Are you excited even more to see Andor? Did you enjoy more of the story that we got, both on the Rebellion side and the Empire side? What did this do for you as a Star Wars fan? Are you excited or are you not excited? I'm open to all opinions as long as they're delivered in a respectful way down in the comment section below. So leave me a comment down below. Hit a like on this video. Share it on your social media with the hashtag #TheOutlawNation. All right, y'all take care of yourselves. Be well. Have a great rest of your Monday. I might be back with another video later on today. We shall see. But I hope you enjoyed this Andor trailer, and I'll talk to you next time with another reaction video here from the Outlaw Nation.